Welcome back to Yeah, That's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
We got a couple of warnings for you here. Kid warning and a trigger warning also. We're going to try to tap dance around a subject without using the actual word in a politically correct way. But there is your warning.
Yeah, I'm going to dance around it a little bit because I went out on a date with a guy who said that his ex-girlfriend accused him of some pretty serious allegations. Wink, wink, you can fill in the blanks there. So over the last 7 days of Thanksgiving, I think if you were listening yesterday where you heard about my mental breakdown, it's pretty obvious I was a little lonely. So, you know, because I had some extra time on my hands, I thought, why not just dive back into the Bumble pool and just let me just see who's out there. I have some extra time. I can finally go out on a weekday and not be weird about drinking. Despite the Facebook comments, I'm not an alcoholic. I do not drink during the week. And I was like, let me just, you know, see who's out there. So I'm swiping, end up matching with this guy. And on Bumble now, guys can start a conversation, which is pretty new. Bumble women used to have to make the first move.
Are they good at it?
No. Okay. Yeah, it's a little bleak out there. But I was like, I'm desperate. So I'll go out with someone this week just to feel something. So I match with this guy and he immediately says, hey, I'm here for a short time, not a long time. I'm just here for work. And I was like, oh, who is this guy? So I scroll on his profile and this says a lot about me. And I see where he lives. And I was like, oh, this guy's from England. This makes a lot of sense.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I had a little bit of PTSD from my London boy story, which if you missed, I had a whole saga where I dated this guy from London and he turned out to be a horrible dude. Anyway,
with kind of a reoccurring theme here.
You know what? Yes.
Right?
This is interesting.
There's a little bit of a string attached here.
You know what?
Okay,
yes.
Between that country and you. And the
I don't know what they're teaching them out there, but it's a little shady. So he says, you know, I'm just here for work. So this is my last night. And I'm like, thinking back to when I was solo traveling through London and I was also on the dating apps, and I remember there was a night where I just really wanted to just sit with somebody at a bar. I didn't necessarily need to be romantic. I was like, I just need to hang out with someone. And that's how I started that whole London boy saga where I went out on that date just needing some company. And that's basically what this guy was saying to me. He said, I'm here for a night. And so I'm like, oh, so you just don't want to be alone. And he's like, yeah. And so I was like, perfect. Can you meet me in Buckhead? I'll take you out and we'll have a drink at a rooftop bar. And he's like, perfect. So I'm like, great. We're on the same page. Really casual. I put in literally no effort to this date. I put on maybe a little bit of mascara, hair up in a bun, threw on some random outfit and just met this guy there. Really not taking this seriously at all.
God, if a woman showed up like that, like sort of like under, what's the word I'm looking for?
Underplaying?
Underplaying it, yeah. I think that's cute. I'm telling you.
That's when you get called a catfish because he's like, why is your skin this color when in this photo you look like you're seven shades darker? You have that spray tan on. So
I'd say if you're going to err, you know, just from a guy's standpoint, Mo, if I'm wrong to say it, if you're going to err on the side of more casual than getting way dressed up.
I think it comes with confidence. And I like confidence.
But then should you make all your, like, Tinder profile pics super cash?
I don't know about all that.
Yeah. And then you'll get, like, you won't... Because you're right.
Literally, look at any Facebook comment. People are like, what's wrong with Abby's hair today? Yeah. I posted photos of this on Bumble.
Pointing to your face.
Yes. This, I'm getting zero matches. Unless I have a little bit of foundation on, it's not... I get where you're coming from. Like, guys do, like, a more natural look. But you want a girl who appears natural, but in, like, the capitalist USA natural way, like a little bit of foundation.
I do want to think you did something.
Thank you for the honesty. Appreciate that someone's got a filter there. So anyway, I go out with this guy. We're sitting there and it becomes very apparent that even if he was living here, like this was just going nowhere. He's very quiet. He's very British. I can like barely hear him over the sound of the music in this bar. I took him to the Thompson Rooftop and it was like a Sunday night. So there's a little bit of like boom, 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 boom. And he's like kind of whispering a little bit. These British guys are just very soft spoken.
Is it like an Ed Sheeran type voice?
No, I mean, he's like, he's speaking with a British accent, but it's so low. So I'm like, I need subtitles. I feel like I'm watching an episode of Peaky Blinders.
I literally had to watch Ted Lasso with subtitles because it was very hard to distinguish with some of the British accents what they were saying.
Shoot, that's not a British accent. I was using it for Yellowstone last night.
I'm like, what are you saying? I'm like trying to turn up the volume on him. So anyway, we're chatting and it gets to the subject of what I do for work. And I mentioned I have a podcast all about breakups. And this is kind of, if I know it's going nowhere, but I want a little bit of tea, I'll ask him about their worst breakup. And he goes, well, I actually had 3 really terrible breakups. And so he tells me about the first one. It's horrible. It was his high school sweetheart and she cheated on him. And then he tells me about his second worst breakup ever. And I can't remember what the breakup was. I think it might have been another cheating situation. She fell in love with somebody else. And then he said, yeah, she actually accused me of forcing myself on her. And I was like, what? I'm like sitting here. I put my hand over my drink. I'm like, what is going on? And he explained the situation and he basically said that 18 months after they broke up, and he had been devastated by the breakup. He was like, we were together for like 3 years. I thought she was the love of my life. And she breaks up with me out of nowhere. And then 2 years later, the police come to my door and say that I have assault charges against me. And I'm like, what is this? So they take him to the police station or whatever. They question him. And he's like, I'm so confused about this. Like, we literally had like, what she's accusing me of, like 3 weeks later, we were going to go on vacation together. This isn't lining up. And then apparently she had accused all of her other ex-boyfriends. So now he's in cahoots with all the other ex-boyfriends. Whoa. So he's like, I know you don't know me and I'm some stranger from the UK, but like she did this to 7 other guys that she dated. And it was 2 years after we had broken up. Like,
How is she not charged?
You know what? I don't know how they do things over there. You know, it might be a little shady in the legal department in the UK.
So even so, like, I wouldn't even reveal that on a first or second or third date.
That's because, a wild thing to admit.
Wait, that's
just
what I said.
Because just the accusation of it, I mean, can really plant the seed of doubt in a woman's head, and rightfully so. It's about the worst thing that you can do. So I don't even know why you would bring it up.
Well, I mean, I think it was kind of clear that we were never going to see each other again. So he's like, this is free therapy. Why would I not talk to this girl?
I've been waiting to tell somebody that.
He's like, I've been sitting on this forever. No, he actually was very, like, evolved as man, talked about going to therapy. So I'm kind of sitting there. I'm like, yeah, if you lived here, I'd be like, nope. Whoa. But glad that he got that off his chest. Moral of the story, do not date men from the UK.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.